Hey there, Squirrel here. I decided to to do a thing because I have, well, I mean, part of it was that I haven't done one in a while, and part of it was that I haven't received my, Secret Santa audio yet. So hopefully this'll help whoever's e-stalking me this year. And part of it was that, like, the main part of it is that period cramps, so I woke up and can't get back to sleep. But this is Texan Guy's Broad Spectrum Questionnaire. The text, it has sexual questions, non-sexual questions, goofy, serious questions, and apparently there's ramble-provoking material. And question 7 is apparently from OkCupid. And before I start, I would just like to point out again that I am tired. So, if I try to stifle a yawn, it might sound like a moan. This is not a ramble fap. And cramping. So, should I say crampusing? No. No, that doesn't sound right. But yeah, I'm tired and cramping, so I'll try to keep the noises like that to a minimum, but just please be aware that they could be in here. Okay, non-tired voice uses too much energy. Anyway, let's start. What is an average everyday task or thing that you do that may be interpreted as seen as sexy by someone else? Okay, story time. Wow, first question, already story time. Due to joining Gone Wild, and due to the way that I do, create... Oh, that was hard. That was hard to do. Due to the way that I do create sound effects and the like, my yawns get mistaken for moans a lot. And if I drink anything but water in particular, if you listen closely, you can hear the sounds of a blowjob. And all of my friends comment on it, and it's like become a running joke, and it's like, See, that was a real yawn. The normal-ish sounding yawns of or whatever they sound like, those have all been being forced into that shape, and that's just not comfy, so I'm gonna stop it. But yeah, he yawning, drinking water, and possibly. Possibly. The way that I walk, I have had people tell me that I am sexy because of the way that I type. Like, I have a mechanical keyboard, so it makes a lot of noise, and I type a lot. That's as close to a normal yawn as mine will ever naturally get. Well, I say normal, I mean stereotypical. And they're fairly rare. But yeah, there's a lot of weird little habits I have that are because of Gone Wild. Question number two. I don't like these yawns. What is more dangerous for society? Anti-intellectualism or pseudoscience? Pseudo. Pseudoscience. Why? Actually, it's a funny thing. I'm on my phone, so I can do this. I would think, anti-intellectualism, but I don't know what pseudoscience is. Pseudoscience is apparently a noun. A collection of beliefs or practices mistakenly regarded as being based on the scientific method is what this says, and I'm not doing this very scientifically. I'm just using Google. Sure, dictionary.com. Anti-intellectual. Noun. Two meanings. They look like they're relatively similar. Oh, there's also an adjective, meaning for it. I guess I'll read them all. I need to stop yawning. A person opposed or hostile towards intellectuals in the modern academic, artistic, and social, religious, and other theories associated with them. And these are the noun definitions, by the way. A person who believes that intellect and reason are less important than actions and emotions in solving practical problems and understanding reality. Adjective, of referring to or characteristic of anti-intellectuals and their beliefs. Okay, based on that, for society, I would have to say anti-intellectuals. It's hard, but they seem to be actually, no, I'm saying pseudoscience, because, like, well, it's maybe possibly not inherently dangerous, and anti-intellectualism could be. Pseudoscience gets this answer, for me, because anti-intellectualism seems to be a term for sort of, middleheads. I don't know. I have to explain that reference now. And thusly it invalidates it. Great. But it's a reference to a scene in Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald. / Fantastic Beasts 2. And it's a phrase that Newt Scamander uses, and quite honestly, I think, like, if I could, I don't know if this is a question in here later, by the way, but if I could choose one, fictional character to bring to life and actually talk with, and, like, have tea with or something, honestly, I think it would be Newt, because, and this is based off of Fantastic Beasts' knowledge alone, he seems, he doesn't really care about himself, he just cares about doing what's right. Even if others see it as wrong. But the term middlehead refers to, something about a three-headed dog, and the one in the middle is the visionary. So, like, anti-intellectualism seems to be, to me, from what I read, a term to sort of refer to actions of people who are more so dreamers than the rest of us. People who, well, not entirely grounded in reality and theory, can get a lot more done with active imaginations and emotions, and emotions are what actually makes the world turn. Think about it. Wanting something is logical, depending on what thing it is, but it's also an emotion. And we are social animals for a reason. So I don't necessarily, like, I can get how it could be dangerous. But I think pseudoscience would be more dangerous in theory, because it basically, what I got out of the definition that I read was, it's the scientific method, and, I mean, There have been a lot of times throughout history that the scientific method has been used, and people have suffered because of trial and error, and trial and error. And that is the main reason I'm saying it's more dangerous than dreamers. Wow, sorry, that got dark. 3. Oh, wow, my phone almost locked. What is your preference for a partner's pubic hair situation? What is your preference for your partner's body hair overall? I mean, it's their body. They can do with it what they want. And I'm not too sure about... I mean, I know in the past that... And I'm not talking about my, current partners, because I don't want to be disrespectful to them or anything like that. But I know in the past, my partners have all, shaved their, pubic hair, and one of them, my, most recent ex, is actually, she officially got the, paperwork, so, good job, girl. Good job. Congrats. By the way, I, used that book you sent me, if you're listening. I used that book you sent me to, kill a spider on my ceiling. I guess it found its grade, perhaps. But yeah, it's, I don't have a preference, because, I mean, not bald. Not bald would be nice. That's, like, my one thing, though, about body hair. Like, okay, more than one thing. Not bald, and maybe a bit of stubble. Just because of the scratchy feeling stubble can have. In certain places? I mean, it's their choice, though, and I can't dictate that for them. Four. What sort of dance styles do you have experience in? Which are you the best at, liked the most? If you don't know how to dance, what would you like to learn? You see, this question is weird for me because I was in musical theater for a lot, if not all, of my childhood. So I know swing, I know waltzes, I know, ballroom stuff, I know jazz, I know tap. And just weird other things. I couldn't do it now. But I would have to say that I love... swing dancing, it's just so fluid, which is what drew me to it. But I'm probably, out of all the styles I know, actually, yeah, I'm probably dead, I'm probably bedstead swing dancing. The story behind that is when I was a kid, I went to a camp in California. Meadow Mountain. It was a religious thing, and I absolutely hated it. And I was going through a twilight phase. And I regret every moment of that phase. But there was a talent show. Our cabin figured out that we wanted to do something akin to Dancing with the Stars, with dancing with the counselors and impersonating them. And so, like, you know how camps have that, like, dance, and it's usually very, like, corny and stuff? Well, there was this one Australian counselor, and, thinking back on it, it might have been where I got, my kink for accents. It was either that or through Doctor Who, through, Tennant's Doctor, the 10th. And it was just, it was fun, because all through that dance, we were just off in a corner practicing our dance for the finale, because we were going last in the talent show, and my act with him actually in it was the last one, and I don't know, it was really fun. It was really fun. It was really, really fun. And, thinking back on it now, I'm actually happy because my, there is a bit of wetness down there. but that generally means that, like, on my period, it means that nothing is really, that wrong if I get, like that due to some memories and whatnot. It's completely normal, actually, for me. And it helps alleviate the pain from cramps a tiny bit. Like, just sort of a new frustrating thing to deal with, not just the thing that's frustrating that I've had to deal with for, like, a week-ish. But yeah, swing dancing. What was the last thing you did? And this is question number 5. That you felt embarrassed by, either in a either in private or public. It was at, in private, it was the, rambly question answer to question number 4, with the swing dancing, just now. But in public, it was actually at, Universal Orlando Resort down in Florida. And it was during Halloween Horror Nights. And I love horror. I absolutely fucking love horror, pardon my language. Sorry, I can only be comfortable in one spot for so long in my bed. And I was in line for the Horrors of Blumhouse house. And then, because I was a scaredy cat, I had been going through houses. With the polarized wraparound sunglasses on, because it was a fairly strobe heavy-ish year, and I wanted to be prepared, and earplugs in, and Horrors of Blumhouse wasn't too bad, actually. My favorite house this year, well, last year, I guess, technically now. My favorite house of the year 2018 had to be the, Scary Tales thing. Just because all the details. I went through a, lights on tour thing behind the screams. Or, like, unmasking the horror. That might be what they call it. And it was beautiful. Like, just sets, the costume design. I'd, seen some of it online prior to going because of a media event. And it was just one of my favorite technically executed houses. Granted, I really liked Carnival Graveyard, too. And Scenes of Extinction. But Horrors of Blumhouse, the line is where this happened. I complained about too many vacations back to back to back. 'Cause I'd gone to Greece over the summer, and then just sort of, I don't know, like, and then I went to Chicago for Anime Midwest. That was fun. It was really fun, though. I was in, like, a not-safe-for-work Ruby panel as Neo, and it was awesome. I was complaining about too many vacations, or vacation-like things, back to back to back. And I feel really stupid for complaining about it now, because I would kind of give anything to go back to Horror Nights. Like, 'cause this year was so fun. I also love horror way too much, and I didn't experience the pizza fries. I missed out. Six, let's say you have started to notice your hair thinning, and you've come to the realization that you are balding. What would you do or plan to do about it? What would you do if your partner was balding? I would get a nice hat. I would get a, nice hat for warmth, because I know hair helps a lot with that. I would get a nice hat and promptly, like, buy all of the cosplay wigs that I could and just style them differently. And to be honest, I don't know what I'd do. But yeah, I would definitely get a nice winter hat. And I would get them a nice winter hat as well. Seven, is it ever okay to be and this is the one from OkCupid, according to the post. Is it ever okay to be arrogant and snobbish when you know you are right? No, I mean, I do it sometimes around my friends and as a character in D&D, but never, like, to anyone who I don't actually know. Even if I'm right and they're wrong and they keep insisting, I'm just like, yeah, you're right, I guess. Even though the facts state this, this, and this. And that makes me me right. You're right. Like, it's that sort of attitude. I don't... No. It's not really ever okay to be like that, though. Don't be a dick. Just don't be a dick. Eight, what was the best sex toy or accessory purchase you ever made? Why? I added the pun in there. I'm so bad. quite honestly, it was showing a deal to my boyfriend last year when he wasn't my boyfriend. And for Christmas, he decided to get me a, Love Honey Hitachi vibrator, which I have named, his name 2.0. And it is great. I love it. I use it almost every night, and it is amazing. Okay, I'll stop the oversharing. Nine, if you had to describe your body using three words or less, what words would you choose and why? It's okay if you use words already used by other posters. Let's be realistic, folks. As one of my uncles said, either an uncle or a godfather, I forget which, and this is more than three words by one, but it's only describing one feature, you can see your pipes. That's what he said when I was born. And that's only because I am... Well, I'll leave that up to your imagination, but pipes doesn't mean anything dirty at all. In fact, it means, in this context, probably my favorite part about human anatomy. Veins. Like, I don't know why, I just like veins. Probably because I like blood, but eh, whatever. I got it in three words. You see pipes. but no, you can see your pipes is the, like, it holds true to this day, and it's fun. It makes me smile when I think about it. 10. How do you feel about people who talk openly about their sexual exploits to you? Should they? Why or why not? The more the merrier. Please. Yes, they should, because they shouldn't be ashamed of their body. Sex is a normal thing. No matter how kinky or fun you decide to make it. It is a normal thing, and honestly, reason for that, I also learn better about people through, like, who they actually are through their sex lives and stuff. I know why, and it's really dark. So just skip, I will try to keep this, under a minute, and I will start on the minute. But, like, skip 5 minutes ahead and work your way back if you don't want to hear this. So, when I was 12, I was really dumb online and I was stalked. Nothing too serious came of it, but it happened, leaving me with a fear of Toontown, because the stalker and I did plan a meetup, and we did plan it to be in Toontown in Disneyland. Thankfully that never came to pass. And I got so mentally broken that the only social interaction I knew was quote-unquote okay in my brain was talk of sexuality and stuff. And I guess that just sort of stayed with me as the way that I easily, like, that I most easily understand people. If you want to talk to me more about it, feel free to PM me. I, actually love answering questions, if you couldn't tell by this recording. So... yeah, okay. This is where I told you guys to skip two. So, if you went a little ahead and had to come back, I'm sorry. That's, like, my fault. I got that info out faster and cleaner and with less sobbing than I thought I would. So yay! Yay me! Eleven, what is your morning routine like on most days? Give us a little glimpse of what it's like to wake up as you in the morning. Sit in bed for an hour. Take a piss. Take a shit. And, like, get a bowl of, cereal, like, Cheerios or something. And then take a piss, take a shit if need be, and go back to sitting in bed for, like, another hour. And this process genuinely sort of really starts around 4 a.m., like, body-wise. But yeah. As of reading this questionnaire or recording it, take the last user you PM'd with and tell us what your new GWA celebrity couple username would be. Alternatively, you take your name and the name of your GWA crush and tell us what your celebrity couple name would be. Or username would be. So, I'm gonna answer it both ways. The last user I PM'd was, I believe, Leisure's Ryan? I think? Because Secret Santa alert. And I don't really know how, honestly, I kind of like the sound of feeding the leeches, but I don't know how that would work or why. And, my Gone Wild audio crush. It would be something along the lines of Dancing Squirrels. and if they figure this out well, like who they are well, listening, then good on them. No, they do not have an Australian accent. Bonus question 13. You can send a message in a bottle back in time to yourself. What age of you would you send it to, and what would it say? There's so many things I've done wrong in my life. Just personally, I stayed with an asshole for 3 years. The answer I told some of you guys, if you didn't want to hear dark stuff, to skip over happened. But honestly, I wouldn't send it, and here's why. I would not send it. Because of the fact that it would have potential to create a paradox. And therefore, I would have to do certain actions in order to be able to send that letter again. And then continue on with my life. Always making me, at a certain age, sort of, stuck in that kind of a rut. Stupid phone locking itself. But yeah, I wouldn't send it because of paradox reasons. But if I could, and it did reach me and didn't do the paradox thing, I would, I would send it to me when I was, 15 and dating a really, really bad person for me. Some loser from, like, Vegas or something. So it was, long distance and, yeah, it was a bad relationship. An abusive one. And I would send it to myself, and I would say, yo, you from the future, your sister, well, currently your sister, your brother is right. Get rid of this fucking asshole. That's about the gist of what it would say. If it wouldn't change who I am today. Because as much as he was an ass, I learned things from him. I learned some wrestling, actually, from him. And I... Honestly, I still have the jacket he gave me. Mainly as a snot rag, but I still have it. So there's that.
Now we gotta go in. Get to this recording.
And, stop it and, like, save it and upload it and everything. But thank you for listening. And thank you for, yeah, thanks for listening. I love comments. I love PMs. Feel free to throw some my way. See ya.